Okay, so sitting outside the French Biennale again, and here with Laura, who's working here, and she's with the Australian Pavilion. So, first of all, could you just tell us a little bit about your impressions of the whole Biennale itself?
This is the second time I've been to an architecture Biennale, and it's interesting. Like, I think the reason I was really attracted to it, like to come here and work here all the way from Australia, is that I really like the idea of a international world forum, like kind of a big play park of architecture and ideas and stuff happening, like I guess action and all that kind of exhibition and discussions and just exploration of ideas and stuff. So that was what really appealed to me to come to Venice to work here. And my impressions of it so far is I think that, you know, there are definitely pavilions that are engaging in that kind of discussion and exploration of ideas, and there are others that are perhaps more on the exhibiting side. But it's interesting kind of, I mean, we've been talking with some other students and stuff about the accessibility of it to the general public, and I think that's probably where it falls short, in that you've got to pay at least, I mean, between 8 and 13 euro to get into it to begin with. And then once you're in, there's sort of, you know, like all these other options to get more information, but often you have to pay for it. So I think that's probably where I would like it to become more accessible and stuff. But
so would that be like perhaps that I have an open day, but it's free, or it's just free all the time?
I think getting it free all the time would be amazing. But it might probably start off at something more realistic, like 1 day a week. You know, maybe a weekday, like a Wednesday midweek or something, where you have a free day and, you know, students can come, local Venetians, because, I mean, there's so many Venetians that don't even come to this. I've been speaking to lots of locals and they're like, oh, you know, yeah, we know it's on, but we just don't go or something. So to have a day where it could just be accessible to anybody that, you know, wants to come, I think, and it just, like, it'd make architecture so much more accessible for people, and I think that's really important because people live in it.
And but not just that they can access it to look at it, but if they can participate, you know, rather than, because now it still is the closed shop of the architects talking to themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a professional world of, you know, architects talking to other architects and going, oh, wow, you did that. Isn't that nice? And, yeah, to bring it down to a much more accessible level of actual, you know, people participating in it and people creating the architecture rather than just the architects. That would, yeah, definitely be really cool. And there's, I mean, I think, well, what the French Pavilion sort of exploration, this, you know, this this Biennale has been really cool in that there's so many people that are becoming involved in it. You know, like they're changing, I think, every 10 days or something, that there's a new group of people coming to live here, and then people that visit the Biennale, like just the general public, are being able to participate as well. And there are some other pavilions that are doing that, but none to the extent that these guys are doing it. And yeah, just I think it would definitely make a huge difference. And
I suppose it's just one thing I'm just thinking now, it's quite handy the fact that the steps of the Biennale get the sun for the most part of the day, so people can sit out here like we're doing here, sit out here and have these conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. They've got a prime position, little spa on the roof, and yeah, definitely. But I mean, you know, it could be so much more successful, especially the theme of the Biennale this year, Cities, Architecture and Society, and perhaps society is being left out a bit. You know, maybe it needs to be involved more, and perhaps, you know, more forums and discussions happening. There were some at the initial Vernissage period, but they were in a really small theatre, lots of people couldn't even access them, so there was sort of, it was a kind of token gesture kind of idea, but realistically they were a bit inaccessible.
Yeah, and even with that, like, there's the fact that, you know, this question, the Cities, Architecture and Society, it's such an important thing, and like the information that's presented in the Arsenale, it shows that we really have to sort our stuff out, or could be the end. So this really is perhaps the most critical discussion that has to happen for mankind at the moment, and maybe this is just starting that discussion, but like, then is how does that come about? How do you widen that discussion? So like, you know, there is the super blog that's been set up, and we've just accessed it now, just letting people know about all the audio interviews that we've been doing. So it's one thing, but like, that still seems quite static, you know. Like all the information that's there, should that be presented freely on those websites rather than the 60 euro a book, you know?
Yeah, right.
There's a lot that could be done.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really important to kind of start asking the, you know, the people that are running it and putting this on, like, you know, how can we make it more accessible for people? And exactly, like, you go into the Arsenal and you see those cities that are being displayed, and the majority of them would never be able to come anywhere near something like this. Like, they're not going to be able to fly to Venice to go and you know, stay in Venice and then pay for a whatever ticket to access it to participate.
So I don't know if you've got into the Venezuelan exhibition. I like
that's
that a
stunning.
Lot.
Yeah. That's my favorite pavilion. Yeah, it's so simple and so real.
Yeah, and it just for people who can't see it or haven't been able to see it yet, could you just sort of sum up what it's about?
Well, there's lots of photos of the Venezuelan cities, and it's just saying that these are our cities and we live here, and we're going to have to create our own architecture to deal with these cities and the, you know, the sort of the Western ideas of architecture, or your sort of high professional ways of dealing with cities aren't going to work here. You know, that this is us and these are our cities, and it's just really, I think it's just outrageously realistic and also quite confrontational in saying that, you know, we're not going to come here and show you, oh, look, we built a new building in this city, or we've, you know, it's sort of just, it's showing, you know, the favelas, the slums, the kind of the reality of what's happening in Venezuela, I guess. Mm.
But it also, and this I think was the really nice thing about it, it says, it finished it off by saying that, you know, that perhaps that you can learn from us, you can learn from the South, and that is something that's starting to happen more and more and more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that having to have everything clean and fixed. Yeah. Is that a dinner bell?
That's a dinner bell. Anyway, on that note, we better wrap up. So listen, thanks very much, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the time.
Okay. I will. See ya.